In Ohio, questions about the integrity of voter registrations are causing controversy. Last night, a federal appeals court ordered Ohio's Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner to change the way the state processes registrations. She has only a few days to set up a system to verify the eligibility of new voters and check for possible fraud. From Ohio Public Radio, Joe Ingles reports.
Ohio resident Elisa Bassaro is sitting in a Columbus coffee shop, worried her daughter's vote won't count in this election. Bassaro says her daughter discovered problems with her registration when she requested an absentee ballot.
She received it at campus in Boston, and it had the wrong home address on it. So she phoned the Board of Elections in Franklin County and said, "Why did you change my address?" And after a long phone call with several people at the board, they determined that someone had submitted a change of address and then proceeded to file a provisional ballot in the primary.
The questions raised in this case and others led to lawsuits by the Ohio Republican Party, resulting in this latest court ruling. About 660,000 Ohioans have registered to vote since January. While Republicans have claimed instances of voter fraud, Democrats accuse Republicans of voter suppression. Brian Clark is with the Secretary of State's office. He says there's no reason to believe that any fraudulent registrations will turn into fraudulent votes.
What we're seeing here in Ohio and across the country is that a handful of unscrupulous paid employees have tried to make a buck by submitting allegedly fraudulent voter registrations. The Republican deputy director of the Franklin County Board of Elections has said, Jive Turkey may get registered, but Jive Turkey is never going to show up to vote on Election Day. And the history in Ohio bears that out.
But it's the process for determining whether a registration is legitimate that's under the microscope here. Ohio's Republican Party sued to force the Secretary of State to check voter registration materials against driver's license numbers or Social Security numbers, then provide county boards of elections with notices when that information doesn't line up. That's something Secretary of State Jennifer Bruner started to do even before last night's court ruling. Kevin DeWine is the vice chair of Ohio's Republican Party. He says he's glad that the court is telling Bruner to change the way voter registrations are verified.
We're talking upwards of 90 or 100,000 or more registrations that don't belong in the system.
But Democratic officials here say there's no basis for that number. Secretary of State Bruner says Ohio's requirement that voters show driver's licenses or other forms of identification at the polls will help protect against voter fraud. She thinks partisanship is creeping into the debate over how federal election laws are applied, though she pledges to follow the court's ruling.
It's not the best thing for our voters, but I will run the interference that's needed to protect our boards of elections so that they can continue to do the work in the trenches to get our citizens ready for a good election. And, you'll probably see more court decisions come out of this.
Recent polls show the presidential race in Ohio to be one of the closest in the country. With registration the cornerstone of voting, Jennifer Bruner's prediction about more lawsuits is likely to come true. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.